Episode 11. Dot, dot, dot. Texting. Is there any invention as universally adored? It allows us to connect instantly, at any time, without having to worry about actually picking up the phone and making a call. The convenience of texting has revolutionized the art of communication. It has its own language, its own customs. It is, in all the ways that matter, its own society. For those born into certain generations, texting is practically a way of life. It is the number one way to get in touch and stay in touch with just about anyone, from dearest friends to colleagues to new acquaintances. The tricky thing with those new acquaintances, of course, is figuring out their particular texting rhythm. Sometimes it's easy, when two people have the same style, but there are times when it is quite a headache. There are times when it is much, much worse than a headache. Imagine, if you will, an ordinary apartment. The person who lives there is sitting on their bed, staring at a new text conversation with someone they are romantically interested in. The conversation begins like any other.
Hey.
They wait until the three little animated dots appear. What's this? The three little animated dots disappear? Strange. The typing stops for a second time. Ah, there it is. Clearly, they just needed to get their thoughts in order before responding. But no. Gone again. Perhaps they need a nudge.
What's up?
A response, at last. This is getting a bit ridiculous. Oh? No.
You okay? I keep seeing you typing and then it goes away.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Okay, well, I'm going to bed. Hopefully hear from you soon.
They go to bed, and in the morning they check their phone in hopes of a message waiting. Nothing. Only the dot, dot, dot. It goes on endlessly. Concerned that they might miss a message, they call out from work and stay home, checking their phone every so often. The typing goes on and on, little bubble sound effects bringing hope and then disappointment for hours.
I think your phone might be messed up.
They stay home the next day, and the next, staring at their phone for so long that their eyes dry out. They neglect to eat or drink or bathe, descending into a stupor, a trance. The dots transfix them, hypnotize them, hold them captive. They drop all contact with the outside world, existing only for the little animation in grey. Years later, all that remains is a skeleton in the dusty apartment, still clutching its phone. Alone. Forgotten. Only the persistence of the three little animated dots keep them tied to the world. Until, at long last...
Hey, sorry, just saw this.
Scary Stories for Modern Minds was created, written, edited, and voiced by Caroline Minks, with graphic design by Kate Sapola and music by Gavin Crockett.